Philip Smucker is a reporter with the Christian Science Monitor, traveling with the 5th Regiment of the U.S. 1st Marine Division. He's about 100 miles south of Baghdad and moving northward. Smucker is not an embedded reporter. He's following along with the Marines with another reporter in their own vehicle. Smucker spoke with NPR's Alex Chadwick.
We are now embroiled in very intense weather, actually. The dust storm has picked up. There are winds of 50, 60 miles an hour, mixed with rain, if you can believe it. We're headed north. Our convoy has only stopped for a brief respite, and we're going to continue along. We're with a lot of amphibious units also headed north. We're in between the two rivers. We're the column coming up between the Euphrates and the Tigris rivers.
And have you encountered any resistance from the Iraqi troops that you found along the way recently?
Today there hasn't been any resistance, but I'm being told and warned by the senior officers in our regiment that they're expecting a major fight ahead and that we should be prepared for that.
What unit are you going to run into, and how soon do you think that'll happen?
It's not entirely clear. It looks like the Republican Guard has made at least one ring around Baghdad, maybe the third tier going in, starting at about 50, 60, 70 miles out, and then probably more rings inside going in the direction of Baghdad. Now, there have been fighting on the other side of the Euphrates, as well as there have been artillery battles on our side of the Euphrates.
So you're going to hit this defensive ring, it sounds like, in another 30 miles or so. Maybe a couple of hours?
Probably 30, 40 miles. And it's not clear even if we'll make it today, because I tell you, the dust storm is just kicking up and it won't stop. And it's blinding. You can only see about 20 yards, and then that's the visibility. That's about it.
So they must not be going very, very fast.
No, we're moving along sometimes 30, 40 miles an hour, sometimes 5, 10. So depending on the road and the visibility.
Are you passing any Iraqi men who have deserted or surrendered walking along the road?
Actually, they seem to have peeled off, and we haven't seen a soul. It's a rather eerie feeling today, but I think we're, as the commanders say, we're pushing ahead into the unknown. But at the moment, the guards, all the fighters are fanning out on either side of the highway to protect the convoy. It's a very tense situation because anyone who was to ambush this column, if in fact they were to attempt it, would have the advantage because of the visibility. I mean, they could shoot and they could run away, and we'd have to chase them through a blinding dust storm. So at the moment, certainly the weather is not helping the progress of this column.
Philip, tell me about the morale of the men you're with. How are they reacting to this?
They seem like tough kids. They're Marines, Camp Pendleton, California, and they've trained for this. Most of them believe they're fighting for good reason, and they're also aware that some of their colleagues have been killed. They say this is war. They're unfazed by it. They're determined to get to Baghdad. Everyone is a little bit hopeful. They joke that when we get to Baghdad, we'll get to take a shower.
Philip Smucker of the Christian Science Monitor speaking with NPR's Alex Chadwick.